You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
The number one journalist covering Silicon Valley has written a new autobiography, which should be interesting because Kara Swisher points out all of these tech bros hate her. Here's what Elon Musk said about her.
My voice is so shrill, only dogs can hear me, and that my heart is seething with hate. So that's what Elon thinks of me. Yeah,
she knows Musk. In fact, Swisher has interviewed all of these guys and basically says they're full of it. Making noise about changing the world, but when you look behind the curtain, it's all about the money. She describes a bunch of brash young men who were lucky enough to make gazillions doing one thing, and now they think they're geniuses about everything. Little boy kings filled with self-loathing and crying that they're victims as they take their private jets to their armored cars to their home office on an island, and now these bros who bristle at the rest of us have created AI. Artificial intelligence. The creators are banking their billions while sneering at normal people, so call this irony. While their workplaces are rife with toxic behavior, it turns out that when you interact with ChatGPT or Microsoft Copilot, you get better answers if you're polite. That's according to a new research paper that basically says you're better off asking, "Would you like a spot of tea?" instead of, "Hey, knucklehead, write me a business plan." See, if you're shrill, AI will end up railing about Hitler or giving you crazy bad results. By the way, there is one tech giant that Kara Swisher respects, the late Steve Jobs, because he was curious about the rest of the world, the arts, literature, and us, not just himself.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.